Welcome the head coach of Texas men's and women's track and field. That's Coach Flo. Edric Floreal joins us now. Coach, I appreciate the time. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Just hanging in there.
Hey, you're more than hanging in there. I mean, my goodness. Texas won the men's and women's 100-meter, the 200-meter, the 400-meter, runner-up in both the 5,000-meter. Fifth time in school history the Longhorns have swept both the indoor and outdoor in the same season. Now, some folks may get used to the standard of excellence that you and your staff have done with your athletes. But does it still impress you to see the dominant way with which they attack what they do, their work on a daily basis, and then take it to the track themselves?
Yeah, I mean, I think winning, once kids learn to win and have develop a taste and appreciation for it, it's almost like easier to repeat, you know. So until you win your first championship, we just have a different team, and the kids have enjoyed the infield celebration and the national championship brings and the conference championship brings. So it's almost like at some point it's I don't want to say autopilot, but it gets a whole lot easier. But I am definitely happy to the fact that we have this level of talent, number one, and number two, that they recognize what they're capable of doing and that they embrace that. And I don't have to keep yelling and screaming at them that we can be great, that they believe that themselves now.
Yeah, when's the last time you had to yell and scream at any of them?
you'd be surprised. I practice. I still got some yelling and screaming. But in competition, it's sort of us against them mentality, which I've always wanted them to have, and they have them in their own. So I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. I want to get your thoughts on some of the individuals who are really, really big on this. We've talked about, I know in the past when you joined us, by Christine Blazevica and what and going undefeated in the multi events of the conference meet. Tripp Perry winning his ninth Big 12 shot put title. Julian Alford running the third fastest time ever in the NCAA in the 100 prelims, and then Micaiah Harris sweeping the sprint double in the 100 and the 200. How much of it, Flo, is the young men and young ladies playing off of and getting a boost from the excellence they see their teammates execute and really converting it into their own special performances?
Yeah, it's now momentum. You know, they're just feeding off each other. One person does something great, then the next person sort of wants their name on the paper or their kudos, and they step up and do something great, and you know, like they stay in the championship. They become contagious. Everybody sort of wants to be part of it, just be part of what's going on in the team. And I think it's kind of where we are. And the team itself gels. I mean, these kids are spending a lot of time with each other, and they're very comfortable on what they're doing and who's doing what. And they're very self-aware of who the team is, the mover and the shaker, and things like that.
Yeah, I know that has a lot to do with it, too. The other thing I was going to ask you about is Jonathan Jones, who continues to add to his legacy, won the 400-meter dash on the men's side, school record time of 44.43, and becoming the first Longhorn to win the event in 8 years since 2014. I would imagine that's something special, not only for him, but for you watching these athletes check the boxes on what few unattainable or in the past unattained marks now have been checked off the list, like this one, winning for the first time in 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have visions and dreams for these kids based on what you think they can and can't do, and to watch that come to fruition is really cool. You know, like you can imagine stuff all you want, but until the kid actually do it, it's just a coach dreaming and visualizing what an athlete can do. So the cool thing is when they embrace that vision, that sort of vision we have for them, and then they make it their own, then, you know, the fun really begins as a coach, because they have to realize how good they can be.
Visiting with Coach Flo here, talking Texas men's and women's track and field with the outdoor titles. Fifth time the Longhorns in Big 12 history have swept both the men's and women's indoor and outdoor titles, 99, 06, 2015, last year, and this year as well. So, Flo, it's on the NCAAs now, and obviously national titles certainly would be attainable. How about your thoughts on what you're looking for out of your group when you head to nationals?
Yeah, I mean, right now the regionals is really not about winning or losing. It's just about advancing. So in the regionals, you just want everybody to advance. These become I don't know if you want to call them weapons. You know, every athlete is a potential point if they advance. So anybody that advances to the NCAA now is a potential score. So for the regionals, all I'm worried about is just getting them to advance to the NCAA championship, qualifying in whatever event they're going to be in, and giving us an opportunity to put some points on the board. So completely different focus between the regionals and the NCAA. The NCAA, obviously, you want to see these bullets, these potential scorers become scorers. And that's what allows you to win an NCAA championship. But the focus this weekend is next week is going to be completely different. We want to stay healthy, and we want to just advance and qualify for the NCAA. That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, I started to say it is kind of a contrast for you, isn't it, Coach? The fact you got these West preliminaries in Fayetteville, Arkansas, before you go to Eugene for the championships, on doing what you need to do to make sure you're qualified in what you want to be qualified for without running the risk of somebody perhaps doing more than they're capable of doing and perhaps suffering a setback as a result of that?
Yeah, I mean, we've made some strategic decisions when it comes time to who we're competing where, because the schedule for the NCAA and the schedule for the West Regionals are the same. So you can sort of predict how much can an athlete handle. And the good thing is we just have such a big team as far as, like, the high-level success. So I don't have to take my 4, 5, 6 superstars and running them through 4 or 5 events. I can sort of spread them out and put them in the events that they're really the best at, and giving them the chance to basically stay away from injuries and whatnot. And that's kind of what we've done, just position ourselves to win an NCAA championship by making good, sound decisions on the best interest of the school, but also in the best interest of the student-athlete, because sometimes, you know, you just stretch an athlete too much as a coach and you pay for it. So we're just very fortunate that we didn't have to do that on this one, and I'm just looking forward to the meet. Hopefully everybody just, you know, knock on wood, stays healthy, and then take care of their business. And then we get out of there, and then we get some treatment, and we go back to the NCAAs.
We'll look forward to that. It's this weekend, the West Preliminaries, the Regionals in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and then from June 8th to the 11th in Eugene, Oregon for the championships. Flo, I appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this weekend. We'll look for great things, and then it'll be on the NCAAs, and we'll visit before the national meet. I appreciate you joining us.
Sounds awesome. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.